In the gay male world, we've seen this really upfront. I've seen people become homeless. I've seen, and it's sort of fused. The dopamine hit is fused with another dopamine hit, which often for gay men is the first time they have sex or the first time they realize who they are. And a lot of that is sexual. So you add the sexual dopamine hit to this intensification of the hit. And the addiction is extraordinarily powerful. And very few people come back. And after they've come back, I mean, I have friends who've also come back. It takes them years to have a sexual experience that they can find meaningful or pleasurable. It's amazing what this does to people. I'm genuinely shocked by it, how it is destroying. The way people describe it is it doesn't just take their mind, it takes their soul somehow. They don't become the people, they become someone else. And I've never seen
I would say that, in speaking with people, after I spoke with Eric Barrera, my story was really going to be, at first, going to be just about this enormous supply that they were, the capacity of production and all that. And then he told me this, and I began to say, well, the capacity of production has allowed meth to be all over the country. Then these symptoms logically must be in some degree all over the country as well. And so I began to talk, and